In a news update for November 30th, 2022, on this Wednesday afternoon edition, hour number six, as we close in on the program of the Alex Philip Jones Show, and there'll be some other commentary and some other show after that, as we break out the 6 hour and broadcasting on both Sirius XM and across terrestrial satellite radio networks, even through all the interwebs to where you can find our content at Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and even iHeartRadio and Pandora and Google Cast, and many, many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines National and International News Stories. That's how you find us. Hour number six heading your way next.
We really want to push the boundaries, but let's keep going. In photo six, you've got Sex Witch. I mean, you start to get a picture of what this person's really about when you keep going through the photos. In photo seven, she's got all these very young males or male-looking people in photo eight as well. Photo eight, it looks like a young boy dressed as a girl or a young girl that is made to look boyish. She's really got an obsession with children. Photo nine is very similar, very boyish-looking person dressed as a girl, and this is the whole transgender aim, to really remove your gender, to remove your God-given identity. This is what these people are about, and I will explain why, but I really want people to get a good picture of this stylist. In photo 10, this is absolutely sickening. She's got this photo of this, I mean, it is so creepy. It's like, I don't know if it's a child or a doll or meant to look like both, this lifeless child that looks like it's struggling but has a smile on its face. It's really, really sick stuff. In photo 11, a young little boy with heels on. Don't tell me you don't know who you're associating with when you go and take photos with this stylist who is obsessed with displaying little children in a sexualized fashion on their Instagram. Photo 12 is up on the screen now. This is all from this woman's Instagram page, this Lotta Volkova. She's also done work with Adidas, and as you can see in photo 13 here, obsessed with bondage. That's very, very clear here, you know. Really, just look at the dehumanization of people. And it's, of course, under the guise of art. Everything's done under the guise of something else. Oh, human rights, art, you know, expression. There's no expression here. This is dehumanization.
That's what I do to art.
You saw that video, probably, of that young woman walking a man down the street with a dog collar and humiliating him. And this is what it is. It's about humiliating,
you know,
people. It's about dehumanizing them. It's about changing gender roles.
Yes.
Elevating women above men.
Yes. When they should be equal.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't work to elevate women above men. Number one, because neither of us are better than one another. But number two, because they know that the destabilization of the family unit, trying to challenge the man's role in the household, and they have successfully done so, emasculating men for generations, making them too afraid to lead the house. They know that that is what leads to a weaker generation, both men and women. They know that traditional family values are what is required for a healthy society, so they will do everything that they can to destroy them. I have a few more images to go through on the other side of this break, and then I'm going to tie this all together and explain to you why every single one of these things matters and how they're related. We'll be right back. Thank you to everyone who supports the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, Owen Schroer, all the amazing presenters on this broadcast, and I encourage everyone who hasn't supported InfoWars yet, go head to InfoWarsStore.com and have a look at some of their products. These people are independently funded, and that means that they're never influenced by Big Pharma or any external organizations when they bring you the truth, and that is so powerful. I want to talk a little bit more on this Lotta Volkova, the Balenciaga stylist. And I want to get the team to bring up a really disturbing video, and I'm warning people in advance, it is disturbing, but I'm sure that it's nothing that the audience can't handle. The Balenciaga red bag video, if we can get that video up right now. And it's just astounding to me.
In my bag, like,
shop
for me. So there's,
video what's in your bag.
So yeah, can we do what's in the bag, please?
Do I hold it for you and you can take things out?
It's just me. Yeah.
Look at that. Blood in the bag.
There's like a green stuff, right? Like, then when she's gonna pee, I don't know. Then when she's boring,
she's boring.
The red bag with a baby that he's carrying and items inside covered in blood. This is what Balenciaga stands for, I guess. If you go to photo 14, the team can bring that one up. This Lotta Volkova posted this disturbing image with the hashtag Moloch. For those who don't know, that's an ancient pagan god.
Yes.
That they sacrifice children to. And in photo 15, she's written, devil worshippers perform gruesome rituals in the forest. Just matter of fact. Well, we know. We know, Lotta. We actually know. But here you are telling us. In photo 16, the devil made her do it. Very, very disturbing images on this woman's Instagram. And it is very, very clear to us who these people are serving. You don't do stuff like this and just put it out there blatantly in people's faces. Oh, people, devil worshippers doing rituals in the forest. And all of these statements that this person is making are not a coincidence.
No, they're not.
But it doesn't stop at Balenciaga. Photo 18, if the team can bring that up. Gucci's creative director, Alessandro Michele's IG page, and these disgusting photos that are on the page, photo 18, 19, and 20, if the team can just go through that. You know, nude babies, men with nude babies. That's Gucci as well, guys. It's not only Balenciaga. Every single one of these people is involved. If you just go to photo 21, this is something that a very sharp individual spotted in the Balenciaga photo shoot. Baal, B-A-A-L. And this is exactly what this entire thing is about. This is what civil rights abuses are about. This is what human rights abuses are about. This is what abusing children is about. It all goes back to this cult that is running the shots behind the scenes. And now they're just doing this blatantly in your faces, probably because their lord told them that they need to put these things into the photo shoot. They're directed in certain things that they need to do out in the open, because if you've noticed over time, where you used to get symbolism in one music video or some symbolism in a movie or an album cover and everyone used to go, oh my goodness, look at this, it's everywhere now. You look at the big rappers, big stars, and I'll talk about Kim Kardashian in a moment as well, even though I really don't want to, because this person contributes absolutely nothing productive to society, as none of them do. You look at all of them and their stuff is littered with symbolism. And there's a reason for that. It is because they serve one purpose, which is to promote Satan. It's very simple. If you look at Kim Kardashian's pathetic response on photo 22, if the team can bring that up from her story. I've been quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been disgusted and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to them, rah, rah, rah. She's been shaken by the disturbing images, apparently, and the safety of children must be held with the highest regard. Then she's She appreciates their removal of the campaigns and apology. And in speaking with them, she believes they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take the necessary measures for this to never happen again. And then Kim will go on dressing like this. Oh, I believe they've taken it seriously. Yet you also dress in a way that promotes dehumanization. You also promote and will continue to promote their products. You will. This is the most pathetic response. And I only bring this person up because she has such an impact on so many young women in society, because people have bought the lie that these globalists have sold them about what the world really is about. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that I'm grateful for over the past 2 years, because I always look for things to be grateful for,
what?
Is that so much has been exposed.
Yes.
That was wrong with the world.
Yes.
And when people are being pushed to pick a side, will you pick the side of good? Will you pick the side of evil? Are you going to pick the side, if the team can bring up photo 17, I'm sure many people have seen this depiction of children being sacrificed to Moloch or Baal. Are you going to pick this side? Or are you going to pick the side that works to defend children? Defend liberty. Defend what's good and right. I mean, the fact that people even think that this isn't really happening, when things like this come out from Balenciaga and we see the blatant symbolism, not even symbolism now, just which it's just in your face, it kind of tells you, no, it actually is happening. They've been doing child sacrifice for thousands of years. What makes us think they've stopped now? What, because we're civilized?
They haven't stopped.
Well, we're so civilized. We're so civilized that we're locking people up.
Is that really civilized?
In buildings, yeah. And not letting them out when they're burning.
Yeah.
Because COVID is...
Does that sound civilized?
It's better for them to die burning than potentially catch the sniffles. That's how civilized we are. We're so civilized...
We're going to kill people over the common cold.
We're going to shoot at our own people. We're so civilized that we're going to take people that have done nothing other than speak their minds to quarantine camps.
And lock them up or put them to death because of what they
said. And who is behind all of this?
Against it.
Who is driving that type of behavior?
The devil.
What you just saw on your screen. You saw the Tower of Babel there, I think.
Babel.
And that is exactly the system like that we're heading into now. It's a system of Babylon.
It's a modern day Tower of Babel.
And this is, people need to take this very seriously. You need to decide what side are you on. Because any corporations in this world that are not speaking out about this right now, they're in on it. This is one of the biggest scandals, or should be, excuse me, of our time. This should be something that every single mainstream media outlet is speaking about. Child pornography. Child pornography in your faces. Every single media outlet should be talking about whether Lotta Volkova, the Balenciaga stylist, is fit to continue being their stylist. Every single mainstream media outlet should be telling you to reevaluate your decisions to support these people. And yet they haven't said a word. And they won't. Because the same people that fund Balenciaga and fund them to keep doing this are the same people that are funding the media that isn't telling you that right now people are dying in China, that isn't telling you that Klaus Schwab and co. want to do it to you, that isn't telling you about all the laws that are passing to make it possible for them to do it to you. The people have to save themselves. No corporation, no so-called leader is coming to save us, and the only way is through mass awakening. So I want to thank everyone that's watched this today. Share this information with everyone. Share InfoWars with everyone. Share Z-Media with everyone. If you're not in my Telegram, I provide regular news updates around the clock. Z Media is the address you need to go to with three E's. And again, I'm so grateful for everyone standing on the right side of freedom right now, on the right side of truth, on the right side of history. Every single one of you is a hero. Don't ever forget it. These people are lunatics. They want to harm you, and the world needs to know about it. And you, the person watching, plays the most crucial role in that. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next week.
Stay tuned. We'll have more information coming up. We appreciate you listening to us today. I'm Michael Solis from the Freedom Network. In a news update for December 2nd, 2022, on this Friday morning edition, with the first hour of the Owen Schroeder, hosted by Owen Schroeder, The War Room, and Friends with the InfoWars Gang, and of course right here broadcasting on both SiriusXM and terrestrial radio networks and all across the interwebs, where you can find us on Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and Google, and Applecast, iHeart, Pandora, and many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. Let's get down with the greatest news here, where you'll find it unlike anywhere else. Hitting up right now with Owen Schroeder and Friends.
Jab, you know, I turned down $9 million.
Damn.
Because I didn't want to get the
jab.
You didn't
want to get, you
yeah,
know.
F- that jab. And f- y'all for trying to make me get it.
Whoa.
So, you know, I don't know how Hollywood feel about me right now. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It ain't just Hollywood no more, though. You can go through the streaming. Streaming ain't got nothing to do with
that. That's Hollywood, bro. Yeah,
is it really? You think so?
It is. It is. They on some shit, but you know what I mean? Me too. I'm on some shit too. So.
Cube Vision.
No, yeah, that shit indie, man.
About I am. I'm working on it.
I'm hustling. Worry about I got a few dollars. Let's put something together like the weather, man. You dig?
Don't worry about nothing.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Got a lot of things up my sleeve.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Damn, turned down $9 million.
I didn't turn it down. Them motherfuckers didn't give it to me because I wouldn't get the shot.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't turn it down.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't give it to me.
Oh, because you wouldn't get the COVID shot.
Yeah, the COVID shot.
Oh. Okay.
The jab.
Jab.
During the pandemic. He wouldn't let them poke.
During the pandemic.
At all.
You didn't me either.
Nothing. F*** him.
I didn't catch it at
all.
Yeah,
I didn't need that shit.
But he caught it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Well, you know, circumstances, I got lucky.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Ain't going to take much shit I don't need.
Yeah, I feel you.
So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period.
The way he looks like.
I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries, but I think also we should leave it to each country to make its own decision what system it wants to adopt. And I think we should be very careful in imposing systems. But the Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
It is the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, every day at the vaunted, demonized, attacked home of free speech, Infowars.com with Owen Schroeder. Owen's riding the shotgun. I'm co-hosting with today. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're taking phone calls. We're going to skip the breaks, most of the breaks throughout the hour. Owen, before we go to these calls, what do you make of that incredible Kanye West Ye interview we just had?
Well, you know, I'm kind of reflecting on it. I think it's going to take some time for us to kind of reflect on it and let it simmer. And, you know,
let's let that 25 million viewers simmer, tune in right now.
Well, and that's my thing, though, Alex. That's what kind of makes it bittersweet, though. And I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket over this, but it's like, so do we, it takes Kanye West coming in here saying.
In a mask,
covering his face, saying he loves Hitler for us to get, you know, 50 million views in a day. But again, this is my frustration. Whether you like Ye, hate Ye, agree with everything he says, disagree with everything he says, he's not the problem. Like, he's not
running our lives.
Like, we're dealing with actual Nazis. We're sending our money to Ukraine and funding Nazi front groups. Proxy wars. We have Klaus Schwab running the Economic Forum saying we penetrate all the governments, a literal descendant of Nazis. You have George Soros running around influencing politics all over the world, a known Nazi collaborator. And I have to sit here and watch people freak out over Ye on the Alex Jones show. So it's obviously like, hey, InfoWars, most banned network in the world, getting the biggest, and that's probably the biggest interview of all time now. I mean, it's probably the most watched live stream.
Oh, there's no doubt, it's a story.
I mean, that's number one all time, most live views on an interview there. So I'm obviously happy for us there. For us to do that is an accomplishment.
This bust all the Joe Rogan who moved in down the street from us, nothing against it, it's just he moved down the street from us. It breaks all his records.
But it's like, okay, that's awesome. Wow, free speech can win. People still like free speech. We can defeat the New World Order that tries to censor us, and that's great. But then it's like...
But it was all I Love Hitler trolling, yeah. Which I actually... Hitler was a thug, a criminal gangster. Imagine what he would... If you froze Martin Luther King before they killed him, he came back today like Rip Van Winkle, and he wakes up, and they're saying, oh, white people are the devil, and Kanye West is running around loving Hitler. I mean, this is freaking Twilight Zone.
Well, I can't even imagine what Martin Luther King might think about what goes on in today's America.
I mean, I can't handle it. It's
certainly not living his dream in many ways. But again, Alex, that's my frustration. It's that... We sit here and we watch the reaction to Ye speak, and I'm just flabbergasted. Like, really, Ye is the one out of his mind? And part of his problem, I think, is that he doesn't communicate well, and he's said, oh, maybe I'm on the spectrum and I'm still a baby in this. So that's fine. I think
he does communicate well. It's just weird.
I think it's
savantish.
It's not meant for the highest common denominator.
Guys, put a search engine for the word idiot savant. And I have a printout of idiot savant versus savant.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, Alex, it's almost like we should come out today as we're taking all these calls and say, okay, what is something that is more out of its mind than Ye? Because, I mean, we could have thousands of things that they don't care about. How about
giant men with fake breasts skydiving and with running power saws with kids?
That teach children in schools and dance for them like...
And that's all. And the guy that runs the nuclear stockpile is stealing handbags at the airport.
Totally normal, Alex. That's fine. Hey, Sam Brinton working with the Department of Energy for the nuclear waste, program, stealing backpacks, lying about it.
Dressed up like the clown. It's a clown.
Kink. He might be attracted to Kanye, or he might be attracted to Ye in his mask, because Brinton is turned on by the doggy mask. So maybe him and Ye could have something. But that
now do idiots want.
My point is that if you are outraged by what Ye says, you're missing the point entirely. You need to have a priority check. There are 10,000 things happening.
No, exactly. Alex Jones is the most evil. Ye West is the most evil. No, we're not. We didn't. Guys, pull up the Madeleine Albright clip where she says, I killed 500,000 kids. It's a good thing. Oh, God, we love you. You're a fat old woman.
Was that you? Did you lie about weapons of mass destruction? Oh,
there you go.
About the babies.
Go back to the idiot savant, guys. Put it back on screen. Please. Idiot savant, please. A person who is highly knowledgeable about one subject but knows little about anything else. That's basically it.
Did you lie about a Russian missile hitting Poland?
It almost caused World War III? No, I didn't.
That wasn't you?
That was the Associated Press.
Dang it. I'm trying to think of something I can get you on here, Alex. I just
questioned a mass shooting. Other people did.
But see, that's what that's my point exactly, is that I wish that what we did today could have just been a fun time. Hey, let's laugh, make fun.
I'll say this. I didn't put provisos in for Ye coming here with Ollie and then brought him, but I said, can we just spend 5 minutes on Jews and move on to your life and music and what you want to build?
Campaign.
And it just went right back, because it's like that moth of flame. It was just like, it was a train wreck.
Well, and that's fine. That's what Ye wants to do. And you know what? People want to listen to what he has to say. And to me, I think the curiosity is not about what he thinks about Nazis or Hitler. That's just like the shining light that lures them in.
But you notice his view is, I'm the first Terminator of the New World Order. He's Terminator 10.
Well, I think
he thinks he's like, you know.
And this is what I think the communication could be better on. I think the reason he says this is like he kind of said today. He hinted it. He said, I'm trying to say the things no one else can say. I'm trying to get canceled. And then it's kind of like what Ollie said. It's if we all race to get canceled, they can't cancel all of us. Now, that doesn't mean everybody should go say what Ye says. But the point is that he's just saying what you can't say. To say, hey, cancel me. I'm going to move the Overton window. This is how it's going to be.
No, he's saying I'm a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, you think I'm nuts. You think I'm crazy.
But he was clear. Okay. He said, I love Stalin. I love Mao. I love Zionism. It was all, they didn't take that clip. They took it out of context.
Well, and that's the other problem is you're just this is the generation now where they're just going to see clips. They're not going to see the full context of the interview. So that's
why it'll soon be archived and made out video. It's not already put on the front page of InfoWars.com very soon. The full, unedited, we'll cut the ads out, the unedited Ye West bombshell Alex Jones InfoWars interview should probably already be up. They told me like 20 minutes ago it was almost up. It'll be up on band.video, InfoWars.com for people to actually watch what was said and done.
But you know what you did do today, Alex, was you let Ye speak. You had the most successful podcast live stream with Ye as the guest. He didn't like any of the other interviews he did. He walked out of some of them, obviously, like he mentioned with Tim Pool. And so I think, again, today, you are the champion of free speech. You put your neck out there with knowing the risks, knowing what was probably going to be said, and you did it. And you did it. And it got the most views on a live stream ever on the internet in the most banned studio in the world. So that's the real story that I take away, is that free speech, it might be under serious attack, but it's not dead. The people still want it. They still want to hear controversy.
But the whole point is, if they're promoting pedophilia, if a black dude wants to love Hitler, let him. I mean, he obviously wasn't doing that. He was doing it as a shock value. But they're going to lie now. He even said that was shock value. They're going to misrepresent what he said. They're the ones doing that.
They stand up and cheer for Roman Polanski.
Who raped kids.
Roman Polanski wins an award. They petition for a known rapist to come back to the States because they love him so much. So that's what I'm saying. Is that
drugged and raped a little girl.
All of this holier-than-thou sanctimony that we see from the left insulting Ye today, you guys are nuts. You are 10 times crazier than Ye. You just haven't realized it yet.
I think the top ones know that. They're just they're in a position where they're in the power, they're in the control.
Maybe that's what we should do, Alex. I mean, what if Alex Jones decided tomorrow you should wear a pair of, you know, big fake breasts and come on, maybe put a wig on and say, I'm a woman now. I'm a woman, and maybe you can go play in a local women's football league or something.
Well, I got a stack of that here. I mean,
but that's the ridiculous.
They literally have all these transgenders being given access, like full-grown men who don't even have teaching degrees. They'll put them with elementary kids, and they rape the kids. Well, yeah, dude, it's a man dressed up like a woman, like the wolf dresses up like grandma. Like, dude, come on. They know what they're doing. Why are they giving pedophiles access to children? Just to normalize.
I don't care. Somebody said Jew. I don't care about pedophiles grooming children in the classroom. I don't care about child mutilation and calling it trans kids, gender.
Well, and I'll say this. And I don't say this to kiss the ass of the ADL of the left. I say this is true. I said, I'm going to bring people together and love everybody and get past this Jew stuff. That's what I believe is going to happen today. And it immediately was not the plan. So, whatever. People have their free speech.
Alex. You did.
I would have actually yelled at Ye and actually, because I think he's a good man and means well, but I disagree so much, if it wouldn't have sided with the globalist. So I was sitting there going, I'm about to yell at him and scream at him. And I did a little bit, but I'm like, but I don't, they're even worse. I couldn't do it because it was like, okay, fine. You know, you say inherently white people are horrible only to die. And, okay, well, then this to me, it's like at a certain point, you know.
Well, you
certain point, it's like, okay, the gloves are off, whatever, go crazy, you know? Because I'm not going to judge Ye for what he's doing. They're doing stuff 100 times worse.
Well, and that's it exactly. And you did what nobody else, you went where no other man did, and you let Ye speak freely for, I guess it was about 3+ hours today.
I'll say this, some of the best stuff in my life, it wasn't ever with strings attached or anything. I've had Jews help me do things. I've also had horrible experiences with people that were Jewish. And I think it's from inbreeding mental illness. And it's very personal. I'm not going to get into personal things, very close to it. And extreme mental illness, extreme schizophrenia, like controlled schizophrenia, and it's not because the person was a bad person. It was because of inbreeding and they were a Russian Jew. And I'm just going to leave it at that, but I'm not going to say any names. I think people can figure this out, who I'm talking about. Very sad, serious mental illness.
Well, I think there's at the bottom level of this, too, which is where most people reside, Alex, is there's the learned helplessness issue, and there's the victim economy issue, where most people don't even understand that they're in this paradigm of learned helplessness and victimization. And so they feel that they're empowered if they're a bigger victim. Oh, Ye is attacking me. I'm the biggest victim. I'm this group. Or, oh, Alex Jones.
But actual wars and Chinese lockdowns don't matter.
Exactly.
If I have any criticism of Ye, it's that I bring up China and I bring up Uyghurs. He just didn't get it. And I'm like, while you're harping on Jews all day, Xi Jinping's Chinese. They're totally homogeneous. It's super racist. Love Chinese people, but it's the most, you know, they're racist as hell. Well, and the point is, they're in killing all these people, and he just didn't want to hear it. I'm like, I'm kind of off the Jew thing. You know, I'm like, Jesus, I'm so sick of the whole Jew thing. It's just like, just leave me alone, man.
Well, it's the same thing. I could sit here and say, why doesn't Alex Jones talk about the Vatican and the Catholic Church hiding human history and putting churches on historical digs so that we don't know the secrets? Like, Alex Jones is covering up the Vatican. Like, oh, it's like, no, it's just you cover a million issues. You don't focus on one thing.
I'm a big critic of who runs the Vatican, but I know a lot of Catholics. They're great people.
I'm Catholic. I criticize the Vatican all the time. It doesn't matter.
I just can't handle anymore.
But see, you know,
Jesus judged people by their fruits.
But you get back.
That's what Martin Luther King said. He said, don't judge people off what color they are. Judge them off what they do. Yeah. I mean, don't we all know that? Like, we listen to Jimi Hendrix not because he's black. He's an incredible musician. Like, you can hear that music and say that's
breaking from Hollywood, breaking from the mainstream. That's the human interest story that the people want. Especially in this case with Ye. A little bit pulling back the curtain. When he sends out in a tweet the Harvey Pasternak text that basically says, I mean, it exposes everything, folks. I mean, that's what's so incredible about it. It exposes everything. It shows you that these celebrities that we're taught to worship and idolize, who are most of them scum human beings, and now maybe they're actually the victims. Now we realize maybe they've been drugged out of their minds. Maybe they've been hit with MK Ultra. Maybe they're being controlled and handled. That's what Ye did, kind of pulling back the curtain with the Harvey Pasternak story, threatening him. And then you realize that this guy represents or handles or trains dozens or hundreds even of Hollywood celebrities. So see, that's Toto pulling the curtain back. That's real stuff. That's going on in our country today. That's the real human interest story. But then it all becomes, oh, anti-Semite, Nazi, and everybody wants to focus on that. That's the lowest hanging fruit for them to grab. But to me, the real human interest story is kind of like what happened with the Balenciaga ad campaign, which, by the way, people are now doing the translation. If you translate Baal Insi Aga in Latin, that means, I think, Satan is king. I believe it's Satan is king or the devil is king. Baal Insi Aga in Latin is Satan is king. So that's what I'm talking about. It's about pulling the curtain back and exposing how the world really works. And that's what they're really panicked about with Ye. They don't really necessarily, the real establishment doesn't care what he says about Hitler or Jews, quite frankly. They really don't like him pulling the curtain back. They don't like the threat of a mainstream popular Hollywood celebrity breaking with Hollywood and pulling the curtains back a little bit for us to see what really goes on, because that's their power, that's their influence. And if we make that break, it's game over. Because if we can make that break with all that conditioning and all that propaganda, then we can break from anything.
Yep.
And maybe we start to break from all of their other bread and circus events. Maybe we try to take them back for ourselves so they're no longer used as a weapon against us. I think that's what they're really afraid about. And to me, that's the real human interest story here, not whatever Ye thinks or says about Jews or Hitler. But I do think the interesting point in response to what he said, oh, there's not every Nazi was bad. I wouldn't defend that statement, but I would again, try to relate it to where we are at now. You don't think we're living in evil times? You don't think that the history books are gonna write about extremely evil people that were maybe worse than Hitler that you're living with and experiencing right now? I don't know, maybe like an Anthony Fauci as we celebrate World AIDS Day. You want to talk about Fauci and AIDS? But okay, you don't like it. We don't like it. We disagree with Ye saying not all Nazis were bad. And I would, because this is the modern day application. This is the modern day cliche is, oh, I was just doing my job, right? So a police officer comes and does something bad, or a doctor or whatever, you know, oh, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. I'm not the bad guy. I'm just doing my job, right? And then we respond. We say, that's what the Nazi said. That's what the Nazi said. So you're basically a Nazi. We've probably all lived this out at some point in our lives, especially if you're involved in politics. I see it all the time. So are the nurses that gave people a COVID-19 vaccine that killed them or gave them a heart problem or a neurological problem that were just doing their job, are they bad people? Are all the doctors that promoted and gave out the COVID-19 vaccines that have killed all these people and harmed all these people, are they bad people? What about all the members of the media? What about all the members of the media that still to this day are telling you that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective? They're just doing their job. Are they bad people?
No.
What about the White House? What about everybody else still promoting and telling you that the COVID-19 is safe and effective? And you know what? This actually comes right down to the person. Because you know all the liberal leftists that hate us are tuned in every day. It's like half our audience probably is just leftists that want to write negative stories about us and hit pieces, and they're obsessed with us. You know, you're the Nazi just doing your job, too. So you better be careful what you think and say about Kanye West or Ye, because karma has a weird way of circling back onto you. And so you think all Nazis were bad. The excuse of just doing your job is not good enough. Well, you better realize that if you promoted and are continuing to promote this COVID-19 vaccine, oh, I was just doing my job, when the numbers and the names of the hundreds of thousands that have died via the vaccine come out, and you just say, oh, I was doing my job, do you want to be considered an evil person for just doing your job?
Nope. I don't want to be evil
at all. Are you complicit? Are you complicit in the COVID-19 vaccines killing and harming so many people, not safe or effective? Or were you fooled? Or were you just doing your job? So you just better watch out. And it's funny to see the response you get. And this is why Ye, I think, is doing... This is at least half of the reason why Ye says this stuff, is he just wants to get the response. He wants to see you freak out when he talks about Hitler. And so, okay, well, Hitler was the worst person in the history of the world, right? Nazis were the worst group in the history of the world, right? Well, let's do a little perspective here. Let's measure this a little bit. Mao Zedong killed more people than Adolf Hitler did. And the Chinese communists still run the most oppressive regime on earth, with forced labor camps and modern-day concentration camps, with persecution of religious groups. What about them? You don't really talk about them, do you? No, they get protected in modern-day media. What about Pol Pot? What about Stalin? What about Lenin? What about Hitler? What do all of these men have in common? They all killed millions of people in the 20th century, and they were all leftists. Yeah. So once again, all you liberal leftists out there that love virtue signaling, pretending you're fighting Hitler every day, do you really know what Nazi stands for? Do you really know the political platform that launched Adolf Hitler? Adolf Hitler launched his political platform from the Socialist Workers Party. What does that sound like to you? Do you know what Nazi stands for? National Socialist. National Socialist. Socialist. Left-wing ideology. So you can play your games of saying it's right-wing and right-wing extremists, but it's not. Socialism is a left-wing belief. Hitler was a left-winger. Stalin, Lenin, Pol Pot, Mao, they were all communists. They were all left-wing. And so all we're desperately trying to do here is learn from our history that left-wing ideology and communism killed hundreds of millions of people in the 20th century, and we're here in the 21st century, and you want to do it to us again. You want to take the bloodshed of communism and left-wing ideology from the 20th century that we defeated and created the most prosperous, wealthy nation on the planet, and you want to bring us back into the age of left-wing communism and socialism that results in bloodshed. And all we're trying to do is stop that from happening. And I don't believe we're not actually taking this break, or are we? Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWars Store.
There it is.
Print that tweet I just sent you. Look, you have all eyes on InfoWars today, and I just wish we could somehow take this energy and attention and actually move it into something good. But, you know, at the end of the day, I guess it's up to us. I mean, if we want to obsess over what Ye says about Nazis instead of what Balenciaga just did, or instead of the human trafficking, child sex trafficking at the southern border that just got exposed by Health and Human Services, or doctors mutilating children for money and it getting promoted, and children being sexualized and being taught how to be hookers and whores, then fine, then that's what we'll do. And we'll sit here and debate whether Ye should speak or Ye shouldn't speak, and how bad was Hitler? Is he the worst ever? And we'll just obsess over a man that died 70 years ago, and we won't even be honest about what left-wing ideology is and how dangerous it is and how we should have gotten over it within the 21st century. But no, here we are. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. But here's what I find funny. And I'm sorry, I just can't help myself. Because it's like when Ye talks about, oh, it's my worldview, I'm the one being attacked by Jews. So that's his issue. Well, you know what? I get attacked by liberals and Democrats all day long. So that's my issue. Liberal and Democrat scum, they want to attack me all day long. And here's the irony. They tune in here every day. They tune in here every day to listen to what I have to say, to try to report me to the feds or write hit pieces about me. And none of you cowards will ever come on air. And so I'll at least say this. I'll come on air and I'll say, Ye is the worst person ever for what he said today, but he's still got more courage than you because he'll actually come on air. Unlike a gentleman named Oliver Willis, who will watch everything we do here, Oliver Willis will tune in every day, and then he'll put out a tweet with my image saying Council of the Stupid. So as I always do, Oliver, why don't you come on air and show me how stupid I am? Please. Please, Oliver, I'm begging you. I will take a call and open up a phone line just for you, Oliver. Just for you. You're a special little boy, and you're so much smarter than me. And I just want you to come show the world how much smarter than me you are. And I'm just waiting for one of you liberals to just end my career. I'm begging you, please. Please, I hate it here. I hate Alex Jones. I hate Ye. I'm being tortured here. So please, one of you liberals, one of you Democrats that watch my show every day and tweet about me every day and tell everybody how stupid I am, why don't you call in and come on air and show me how dumb I am and end my career? I'm begging you, please, save me. Save me. No, you won't do it, because you know the truth is you're the summit of the stupid. And if you did come on these airwaves and tried to have a debate with me or a discussion, you would be embarrassed. Just like I did to tens of thousands of you before I got banned from YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, going to your rallies, going to your protests, putting a mic in your face, and embarrassing you by the tens of the thousands at one time. So you think one libtard
taking me on intellectually on air is a challenge. I need like 10,000 libtards to try to take me on, and you still failed. So I just think it's funny. So Oliver, I'm going to take a call to open up a phone line exclusively for Oliver, because we know he's tuned in right now. These people are obsessed with us, but they never want to call in to have a debate. And we all know why that is. We all know why that is. So let's take a call here from Ken in Illinois. Your response to the Yay interview today. Ken in Illinois, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. Great to talk to you. Too bad Alex isn't there too, but tell him I say hello. It's a pleasure to speak with you and support you guys. Love the crew too. I think Yay is correct. He's not the best communicator, and he should be supporting you guys every day. Going to InfoWarsStore.com and sponsoring you guys, because you're the ones that are actually helping him out, communicating what he's actually meaning to say.
Well, trying to, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I got to say that I am a constitutionalist. I believe that everybody has the right to speak and bear arms. That doesn't always mean that you should, though. Sometimes it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. I think he probably should have said that not all Germans were Nazis, because that's what's been led to believe, that everyone was thinking that, oh, it's the Germans that were bad, even the First and Second War, but there were very few Nazis, actually. So it's almost like what we've got going on today.
You know, well, think about it like this. So these same people that will complain about Ye, who now love George Bush because he's anti-Trump, but will they talk about Prescott Bush and his ties to the Nazis and the Bush fortune from the Nazis? Will they talk about that?
Well, that's the other thing that really blew my mind, is you had the Israeli special forces going after all the former guards. And yet you've got that ugly bonehead getting on national TV saying, yes, I sent my friends off to be killed, and I don't believe in God and whatever. And, hey, where are the special forces going after him? Why aren't they going after him for repaying monies to the families that he just helped destroy?
Yeah, if Hitler was bad for putting Jews into concentration camps, 70 years ago, then what about the Chinese putting all of those people into forced labor camps, the Uyghurs and others into forced labor camps, modern day concentration camps? What about them? Where's the equal application of the logic here?
Yeah, I mean, for 2,000 years, humanity has not really moved in a positive direction much. Technology-wise, yeah, we sure have. But as individuals, we're still horrible to one another. And I think he should be focusing more. He needs to be thinking about what he's going to say more than just saying it. I saw something about a high school student here that in his yearbook, he put a quote in that if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequent enough, it will be believed.
Yep.
And they didn't realize it at the time, that where that quote came from, and that was Hitler. That doesn't mean that he's supporting Hitler, but wow, that sounds pretty much like the truth. I mean, if we look at what's going on lately, see that happening every day. I think he needs to be a little more focused about what he's going to say instead of being all over the board.
Well, look, there's no doubt that Ye, I think, could communicate better. But here's the thing is, Ye can say whatever he wants to say, however he wants to say it. This whole time, the issue for me has been free speech, and it still is an issue of free speech to me. Quite frankly, I'm not interested in Ye's politics. I might be. If he wants to run a serious campaign for president, then I would be interested in his politics. But he doesn't seem to be interested in running a serious campaign. He seems to be more interested in saying the most extreme things he can say to get a response. So, okay, he has the right to say it, but I'm not really interested in Ye's politics enough to say, well, let's make a big story about what he should or shouldn't be saying or doing, because it's not the issue. The issue is free speech,
And it's really simple. The bigger issue is the World Economic Forum, with the offspring of a Nazi, Klaus Schwab, penetrating governments, in his own words, wanting to create a corporate global government. I mean, that's the issue. And so that's what's so, it's like, take for example, this, look at this week just in general, Ken. And guys, are we taking this break or are we skipping it? I don't know. We're gonna skip this break. Take this week, for example. Take this week. In fact, this week is almost a perfect example where, okay, you've got the Balenciaga story and all of that, and that's kind of the leftovers that we started the week with that satanic child exploitation. But then what was the story that maybe is probably worth? Talk about trans kid surgery, gender-affirming surgery, where we genitally mutilate little boys and little girls for tens of thousands of dollars and celebrate it. No, that's losing your mind. Having a wide open southern border where little boys and girls get sex trafficked in and get pimped out when they get across, and we barely even care, that's us losing our mind. When we say that men can get pregnant, that's us losing our minds. So if you want to say Kanye West has lost his mind or Ye has lost his mind, fine, fair enough. But if you also don't realize that we've all lost our minds when we're doing men getting pregnant, trans kid surgeries, and sex trafficking at the southern border, then shut the hell up. You're a phony. You're a fraud. Here we go. Ann in Arizona. Ann, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, it's so great to be here. Thanks, and thanks to Alex and all the work that you guys do. I thought it would be fun to take a quick minute and tie together these three topics, the free speech, Kanye's comments about Hitler and the microphone, and the human trafficking / pedophilia. Does that sound good?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so first of all, we don't have free speech yet on Twitter. People are like crazy getting permanent suspensions, including my account, for talking about what's happening in Pennsylvania and Maricopa, Arizona.
Are you talking about voter fraud?
The voter fraud.
So you're on Twitter tweeting out about issues you see in the elections, and you're getting suspended or banned even.
My 10-year-old verified account was permanently banned 3 days ago.
Yeah, I am seeing this still happening. And so I don't know if Musk has complete control of the situation yet.
Yeah, so, and that's a whole other topic with the NGOs and their, you know, how much of that is like...
But we're taking calls on Ye. Alex only wants to take calls on the interview. So let's bring it back to that.
Okay, great. Okay, so everyone today is just taking that one clip from today and making it about his Hitler comment and the microphone. But let's remember that Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938.
Wasn't Fauci too?
Not
1938, but Hitler was Time's Man of the Year, that's right. And again, he got all kinds of funding from the West. I mean, the Bushes funded him, Ford funded him, they all funded him. So should we stop buying their cars, and should we stop supporting the Bushes? But no, I think Fauci got Man of the Year too. We'll double check that, but yeah, go on, Ann.
Okay, so then let's look at the RCA early microphone that was used a lot in Hollywood and the early newsreels, especially to help Hitler, right, get his message out. And then the people from Siemens furthered that technology and funded the Nazi and Hitler's war. So we have that aspect too. Now, if we add that together with the whole free speech and what Ye has been trying to talk about with the pornography and the child trafficking, what was one of the first things that Trump said in one of his first debates? He was talking about, he made allusions to Epstein Island. Then some of the first executive orders he made were against multinational trafficking. And so tying this all together, they're going to use, Trump was a 4-year hiatus from this fast track to really reveal what was happening with the global new world order and this 2030 plan. And so what they're doing with anything that Ye says, they're using that now to basically deplatform anyone from the more of the America First, libertarian or MAGA factions of the conservative.
You know, I hear this point, and I'm seeing other people making the point, and some even taking it a step further and drawing conclusions that Ye is somehow being put out there to do just this, to do exactly what you're talking about. And look, I mean, I don't really know Ye. I obviously met him today. I had a couple conversations with him today. It's a little odd that he's, you know, trying to speak to somebody from behind a full mask like that. So it's hard to really get a true judge. But just based on the conversations that we had, he doesn't seem controlled. Based on the people he's with and everything like that, he doesn't seem controlled. So I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I'm agreeing the concept of what you're saying. I'm just trying to say that I don't think that this is part of a controlled opposition situation with Kanye, or Ye, rather.
Masterfully will twist the narrative and then censor anyone who says otherwise.
But see, and then there's the other element, and because people are telling me this, well, I don't even know if I want to go into this. It's more of a personal thing. So just scratch that.
And I want to keep it on to Ye, like you're saying, but he's been trying to make this people be more aware of what's happening with kids and the trafficking. And I live in Arizona, which is a border state and such.
Well, that's why I wish he would really focus on other things instead of bringing everything back to the comments that keep getting him in trouble. So that's the one odd thing about it. And maybe there's a legitimate reason, or he says he maybe has autism or something. I don't know. Who knows? Plus, you know, all the drugs they put him on in Hollywood, maybe that had a long lasting effect. So, but I'll kind of hint at what I was saying. It's like people will say, oh my gosh, like, look, you know, you being on TV with Alex Jones is bad for your image. And now I'm sure I'll have the, oh, look, you being on air with Ye is bad for your image. But that's what I'm saying. Like, bad for my image? Bad for my image? The Democrats promote pedophilia for kids. Bad for my image? They go on mainstream television and promote chopping off little boys' wieners. Bad for my image? You think that I'm afraid of, oh my gosh, oh, it's bad for my image. Oh, yay. Oh, Alex Jones, oh, bad for my image. I'm not associated with starting wars. I'm not associated with pedophilia. I'm not associated with sex trafficking. I'm not associated with child abuse, okay? I'm not going to sit here and be afraid of my image over people that sexually exploit children. Thank you very much. But that's just like trying to compare and contrast. Genuinely and generally speaking, none of us should be afraid to talk to anybody. None of us should be afraid to talk to anybody. And if you don't like what somebody is saying, then call them out. Bring them to task. Debate them. Shut them down intellectually. But, we just don't do that. Oh, no. We just have to censor the opposition. We just have to censor people we disagree with. Oh, don't talk to them. Don't listen to them. That's not how it's done. And thank you for the call. I'm guessing we haven't heard from Oliver yet, guys. Oh, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Let's go to Bryce in Missouri. Bryce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
All right. I just make sure I was on here. That was probably the most cringy, weirdest InfoWars interview I've ever seen. I'm all for free speech and everything like that, but... You know, you got to wonder about this guy because he was like top level Balenciaga. And then he comes on you guys' show with a black mask on talking about I love Hitler, stuff like that. He really isn't interested in saying a straight word about Balenciaga. But he wants to talk about, you know, sexual trafficking, stuff like that. It just really kind of seems like, you know, whether he's controlled opposition or not, that he's really on there just kind of vandalizing you guys' platform. And you know, what is Fuentes doing? Does he really want this guy to be president? I know I think about that, and maybe he'd do a better job than Joe Biden, but it kind of seems scary to me.
Well, look, Fuentes has been asked in other interviews if he would support Ye president, and basically he was like, yeah, you know, we'll see. And again, I don't think Ye is really, I don't think he's serious about a presidential run. If he was, he wouldn't have said the things he said today, obviously. But, you know, I kind of want to leave a bit of a buffer before getting into some of the things that you were just talking about. And I kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier. And so maybe I led this conversation on, but I do want to kind of have a little bit of a buffer before I get into what you're saying, the idea that the transmission was vandalized or something, because, hey, you know what? Maybe you're right, but I think it's also worth saying here that this is this is Alex Jones' baby, okay? This is not my baby. And so I think Alex should be the first one to offer his perspective and response, and maybe we got a little bit of that earlier on the transmission, and maybe we'll get a little bit of that later on the transmission as we are about to take a break here, Bryce, and I thank you for the call. But yeah, I think, again, but see, the issue with the issue here is still the same in that what am I supposed to do? Sit here and think about this Yay interview for the rest of my life, or should I get back to... Should we get back to the serious issues out there, like the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the World War III with Russia, the forced vaccinations that are killing people, the corporate global government being set up, the child sex trafficking at the border? It's like these are the real issues. But now, like you said, it's almost like the whole InfoWars just got vandalized, or it's like we just got desecrated, like somebody just came and desecrated everything, and now we have to clean it up. It's like, okay, now we're sitting here cleaning it up. I don't even care to clean it up. I want to move on to the real issues. We did an interview. We let Ye speak. People are freaked out about it. They freak out about everything, but then they don't even care about children being sex trafficked at the southern border, and I'm supposed to take them seriously. Okay, okay. We take a top of the hour break. We're coming back on the other side with your phone calls. Alex Jones still in studio, maybe back with us.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I kind of just want to take a deep breath here. I kind of just want to take a deep breath and just relax a little bit, because it's the first thing I said on the transmission. And we're trying to walk the high wire here of having fun, enjoying life, sharing that experience together, but also being serious and going into the realms of the most serious issues on the planet and having a genuine desire to do something about it. So we're like in the balance of that, but I kind of just want to take a deep breath, maybe just kind of just lower the pulse a little bit, lower the temperature in the room a little bit. Let's all just relax. And I wish this type of thing could have been fun. Which, I mean, you can say it was, but it just turns into this complete circus now. And it's funny because it's the same issue where I could have had Project Veritas on the air with me this week. We have James O'Keefe on this week. We cover the Health and Human Services whistleblower talking about the child trafficking at the southern border. And I had about 4 or 5 people reach out to me just based on that coverage alone. And I think like 3 of them were journalists and then a couple of friends saying good job. But it's like, oh, now with all the things that Ye said, it's like, oh, wow, like, oh, 30, 40 messages coming at me. And it's just like, again, I'm not going to debase myself into having to disavow or condemn everything the establishment wants. I don't care. I don't want to be in the establishment. I despise the establishment. But it's just like, wow, I mean, we really do care more about what Ye says in a face mask than about child sex trafficking at the southern border. So, I mean, okay, that's how it is. So I guess I should just calm down, take a deep breath. Let's have some fun. Okay, thank you guys. So we're going back to our regular breaks now. So that means we're going to be coming up on a break here shortly. Let me just do this. I want to try to lower the temperature. We already have your calls coming up. We're going to go to Uncle Sam and Jimmy and T and Sarah and Bryce and the others on the line. I promise we'll get to your calls. But let's just lower the temperature. Let's slow down the heart rate. It's all okay. Ye is not the problem. Nazis are not the problem. Okay, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the forced vaccines, the medical tyranny, the global government that's going to oppress all of us. Those are the real issues. There's child sex trafficking happening at the southern border right now. That's a real issue. Those are real children being affected by that. Those are real children being pimped out and abused and raped. That's a real issue. That's real stuff. If you're going to get hot and bothered, if your blood temperature and your heart rate are going to go up, that should be what does it, not Yay. So let's if this is our biggest issue, then we've got it good. But that's the thing, it's not. So, but okay, let's just take a deep breath. We've got it so good. that Ye wearing a racing jacket and saying crazy things on the Jones Show and making Alex Jones look sane, that's the big thing. So we're doing pretty well if that's the case. So, folks, I mean, wow. I don't know. Alex is supposed to be joining us. He's having to pay some bills right now. I don't know the, you know, I know that when we have to pay for our own bandwidth, so when we have 70 million people tune into a live show, the rates obviously go up. So I think Alex is kind of dealing with some of that aftermath right now. The fact that he's not back yet tells me it might be a little more serious than he thought. So, folks, please go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. It'd be nice if we could actually get the same response at InfoWarsStore.com that we do on our live streams so that it could translate to a financial win or at least a draw. But usually on days like this, it's a total financial loss. And so we're probably going to take a massive hit today for doing what was probably the most watched live stream in the history of the internet. And we would appreciate it if you could help us mitigate that. If you're tuned in for the first time, or you like what Alex Jones has been doing for all these years, or you're glad Alex finally gave Ye the platform to speak his mind, whatever the results end up being, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the free shipping back with orders over $50. So we are glad to announce at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping is back with your order over $50. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air so we can keep doing these transmissions. Well, there's no doubt this was a crazy day here at InfoWars. Not the first. I don't think it'll be the last either. But glad to have you along for the ride. We're lowering the temperature here in the room. We're bringing the blood pressure down a little bit. That's okay, folks. There's much bigger issues than whatever Ye had to say today. There are much, much bigger issues. And so let's just remember that. If Ye wearing a mask going on the Alex Jones Show, saying ludicrous, ridiculous things, and that's our biggest problem, then we're doing pretty good, aren't we? But we all know it's not. And it kind of just shows how we still haven't fully broke with the nature of celebrity culture, that that's going to be the biggest story instead of child sex trafficking at the southern border. We go back to the phone lines. Uncle Sam, the great Uncle Sam, the legend of New Orleans, on the air with me now. Uncle Sam, good to hear from you.
Well,
you don't like my introduction? Come on, man.
Come on. Well, you call me a legend. Okay, that's good. I'll step back. I'll take it. God bless you, brother. You know, I have something. I have something to want to bring. I'm going to try to help pay your bills here. Okay. This is all about free speech. When I went into the hospital last year, nobody expected to see me walk out alive. And I was checking in with your, I didn't really change underwear, but I did have your supplements with me. They weren't going to let me take the supplements into the hospital.
That's crazy.
And I says, well, then you're going to get me in this hospital. I says, either the supplements come with me, I'm going to home and die, it'll be on you. So the supplements came in. And when I walked out of that hospital, I had a couple of nurses telling me this. If it was not for the supplements you were taking, you would not be leaving this hospital alive.
You know, there have been other people that have said similar things, including Roger Stone. I don't know if you want to go into the details of your story, but that's an incredible one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And we don't need to go into details. My point being is, for the millions of people that are listening right now, even if you don't like InfoWars, you have to like free speech. Even if you don't agree with what we're saying, you have to give us the platform to do it. So this is for a fight for free speech. This is the one thing you can do. If everybody just gave a dollar or just went and bought one single item from the store, you pull InfoWars out of the black hole right now.
It would certainly support what we did today. If everybody listening went and just gave a donation or bought a product, it would probably support at least what we did here today.
Well,
and you've done so much over the years. I mean, we thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm like you. I love you. You're the warrior when you go out on that street and you go right into the lion's jaw. Me, I you know, I'm in
You're like the lion tamer that kind of sits out and waits for the lions to come to you. You're like, hey.
Yeah. But, you know, and speaking of which, we're speaking about controversy. I mean, my artwork is very controversial. It's politically incorrect art. I take it out in the middle of this liberal cesspool. And a lot of, you know, some people get, well, that's being too bad.
Well, you brought out, like, haven't you brought out, did you bring out, like, a cardboard cutout of Ye at one point?
Oh, I have a cardboard cutout of a Biden right now in an orange jumpsuit and chain.
Oh, okay, that's what you're going with. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, with you know, Commander in Beef on his uniform and all. But, you know, I had like 20-something posters up, and a lot of them were about from abortion to 9/11, you name it. It's all, you know, my design. And when people come up and they see it, it cracks me up. They come up and their eyes are wide, their mouths are open, and it's sort of like they're stunned. And, you know, now, most of them agree, go, wow, this is great. You know, I'm glad to see this. But then our people come here and go, isn't this a little bit offensive? I said, yeah. But it got you over here to talk to me, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's the point. That's the point. So what? You know, Ye was on and he was offended. It got you to listen.
Well, and I think there's another element to this, too, where, and maybe I'm on kind of the extreme part of the spectrum here, but I'm like, there's nothing, like, I can't get offended. Like, there's almost nothing you can say to me that offends me. There's no words that could offend me. I mean, if you lie to me, okay, if you lie to me and you try to deceive me, okay, then I'm offended. But it's like, it's this weird thing where they now go on TV and they say, words can break bones. Did you see, I think that was MSNBC to say, now we have to realize that words can literally break bones. What? What is this, Harry Potter? Like, Leviosa, break his arm. Like, what? It's just stupid.
Well, they just twisted the old childhood limerick, didn't they? I mean, sticks and stones will break my bones. You know, the words will never harm me.
Exactly. Sticks and stones can't break my bones, but words will paralyze me. Exactly. Badass Uncle Sam, you got to check out his channel on band.video, folks. It's just awesome. And I love you, Uncle Sam. It's always good to hear from you. Someday our paths will cross again and we'll have a great time. Jimmy in FEMA Region 5, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, first-time caller. You guys are spot on, and I just want to congratulate you guys in the largest podcast ever. So people are waking up. People are listening. That's really, I believe that's encouraging. And, you know, they understand, I understand the Kanye thing. We're just the freedom of speech, like with you. And, you know, basically, no matter what we're going to do, these people are going to obfuscate what we're doing.
And again, it's like if I'm in the room with somebody that hates white people or somebody that hates black people or whatever, it's like I'm not going to play this game where I have to sit here and condemn or disavow everything they say. It's like it's this stupid little game they want you to play of disavow this, condemn this. It's like, no, how about I don't have to agree with it and that's that.
Yeah, that's 1,000% on that because then, you know, we're kissing the ring. You know, we're folding up like a tent and then we're over with.
It becomes this control issue where now they can send people out there. They could send operatives out there to say certain stuff and make you disavow it as a form of a psychological control over you to chill free speech.
Sure. Well, the psychological control, I mean, that's what's happening right now. I mean, the number one issue is the satanic things that are being done to children right now.
No. This is a perfect example because take Alex Jones or take Donald Trump or whatever. This is how they do it. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're a xenophobe. And then they build up these words and then they use it like a sticker, and then they stick it to who they don't like, and then they say, you must condemn, you must disavow. And so then you have all these people like, oh, I gotta condemn Donald Trump, they called him a racist. Oh, I gotta condemn Alex Jones, they called him a bigot. And it's just like this game they play where they have total control now over your mind and your thoughts and your speech, because they have all these little labels that they stick on to people, and then they have you programmed that if you don't disavow and you don't condemn, then you're the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's bullshit, but...
You're right.
It is. Yeah, totally. But they're going to do that every time. Oh, you know that. I mean, oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. And, you know, it's the opposite.
Yeah, so I guess the question is then, what do we do? Do we just ignore it? I mean, this isn't going to go on forever. Look, the insanity of the left has a finite line of time here. I don't know how much longer we have to put up with this, but I mean, men getting pregnant, trans kids, like, obviously this doesn't go on forever.
No, it's absurd, and everybody knows it. I mean, we know, you know, the listeners, you know, InfoWarriors, we know what's going on, you know, the world order, you know. It's not an organic movement with the, you know, the takeover of the kids. And again, the kids are, you know... When I talk to people, even libtards, it's nobody can actually stick up, you know, for, you know, the libs as far as attacking the children.